All right, guys. Got a couple guys who won't be playing this weekend. Aaron Henderson and DeAndre Reed will be out. Other than that, everybody else should be ready to go. That's available. And, we're looking forward to playing in front of our home fans, the Mall of America Field, hoping that it's loud. We give them a reason so they can cheer. We want it to be as difficult as possible for the visiting teams whenever they come to our place to play. So we're looking forward to the game against a very, very good opponent, and we know we're going to have to play very well in order to be successful on Sunday. But we've had a good week, and we're looking forward to this weekend.
I see you ask a lot of Aaron in pass coverage and everything on that defense. What kind of a blow is that to your team on Sunday?
Well, he's been doing a good job for us. He had a real good game a week ago, the one exception at one play. But I don't know if it overshadows all the good things he did in that ball game. So we'll miss him. There's no question about it. But it gives someone else an opportunity. Marvin Mitchell will get a chance now. It'll get Audie Cole up as well and gives those guys a chance to play. I mean, that's part of our game, and injuries occur. And that's why your roster, you hope, is deep enough where you don't have a big drop-off.
What do you need to see out of Jasper with the increased nickel role?
You like for him to be able to handle some of the things that come up in pass situations. A lot more happens, of course, in nickel situations than it would, when you're in base offense from a pass standpoint. So you like to see him be able to be in the right spot, and when he has opportunity to make plays, make those plays.
What have you seen from Marvin just kind of in his first year here, working his way in and dealing with everything that he has?
You know, up until the injury in the preseason, we were really pleased with the progress he was making. He was battling for a spot, and he did a good job throughout training camp. And then when the injury occurred, it kind of, obviously set him back a little bit, and this is his first week getting back to practice, and lo and behold, he ends up having to start. I think he'll do a good job. He's done a good job in camp against the run and played the pass well and has a good grasp of what we're trying to do from a defensive standpoint. But he'll miss is the speed of the game, this being his first week back. This is that'll be an adjustment for him, and hopefully it won't take him a lot of plays to adjust to that part of it.
You guys were looking in free agency at who you were going to bring in. Marvin's a guy who had played a little bit. Was that key to get that fourth guy, somebody who's at least been out there on defense in the NFL?
That was important to him when we were looking at the free agent list, the fact that he had actually started some at Miami. And we knew about what he had done at New Orleans as well. But the fact that he had started and played well on special teams, that gave us an idea that we would not only have a guy that was a quality backup who could start if we had an injury, but was going to do well for us on special teams. And here we are, week three, and now he gets a chance to start.
I remember Jasper even talking in the offseason about how he almost feels pigeonholed as a run stopper only. I think he thinks he can cover too. I mean, this is a great chance for him.
No doubt about it. I mean, this will be his chance just to show his teammates, along with everyone else, you know what, I can do more than play on first and second down. And it's a great opportunity for him, and I know he's looking forward to it.
Vernon Davis, obviously, that's going to be a challenge in that pass coverage game.
Man, he is a challenge. I watch him run by cornerbacks, run by safeties, linebackers. He's a very good tight end. You definitely have to pay attention to him. He's the primary target at times for the quarterback, for Alex Smith. So he's a big-time pass receiving tight end, but he's improved his blocking as well. You know, we've gone against him a few different times, and he's improved as a blocker. He's a good all-around tight end.
Have you relied on Singletary at all anymore this week than you have in past?
We definitely picked his brain on some things regarding some of their people, and he was very helpful with both sides of the ball as well as special teams. We definitely got him to conversate a little bit about their personnel for sure.
Do you see any similarities, and Mike brought this up yesterday, between the 49ers of then, the Vikings of then, Vikings of today, 49ers of today, in terms of how those teams have transitioned from back when the last time you guys played in 09? Young team developing a quarterback, kind of trying to find an identity. That was where they were then, and it's kind of where you are now.
I remember when we played them that season, after the game, we all thought, those guys are going to be a good football team. And you could tell they were building something. I don't think any of us that were here at that time or anybody that played against them in 09 or even 10. I mean, you sensed that they were going to be a good squad. And they turned out to be a good football team, without question. They had some pieces in place even back then.
Late in regulation against Indianapolis, in hindsight, would you have done anything different on the kickoff? Are you going to take the touchback every time, or could you have squibbed it, tried to run some time off, and hopefully kept them in that same area?
We felt like if they had to work from the 20, we were going to be all right. But, easily, hindsight, you'd like to take more time off the clock. You know, if you could turn back the clock on so many different situations, you'd try to do it, but that's not the reality. And we felt like they had to start from the 20. We were in pretty good shape.
The challenges of accounting for Justin Smith, and will that be primarily on Charlie this weekend? Or
We've got a few different ways we're going to try to account for him. It's hard for one guy to be responsible for Justin. He's a disruptor, without question. So we haven't seen anyone just lock one guy on him and say, you're going to handle Justin throughout the four quarters. So we don't think we're in that position either. We want to give Charlie some help on occasion. There are going to be some times where they are going to be one-on-one, but we definitely don't want to leave him out there by himself for four quarters.
What does he do particularly well when you watch him?
He's just so strong, and he plays so physical that it's hard to single block him for any length of time. Even if you have pretty good position, he does a good job of using his hands, working his feet. But his power, it's impressive. He does a very, very good job of getting rid of blockers and being disruptive. And whether you run at him or run away from him, he does a great job on plays away as well. He hustles and plays hard.
Besides those two guys that you ruled out, is everyone else probable, or do you have anyone questionable or doubtful?
We might have some people questionable. Got a few people on this list. Let me take a look at it. See who we have. Oh, my handyman, Tom. Where'd he go? Thank you. Bob. Questionable? No, all the guys that are on this list should be no. No, nobody's really questionable. Yep, we're good.
To what degree was the ankle bugging Sullivan in that game, do you think? Because it seemed like he still held up pretty well with limited practice time last week.
Not to a degree where he couldn't perform his duties. And, we took a little bit off of him this week in practice. And don't expect any ill effects going into this ball game. So nothing to keep him from performing what his job requires.
So many things with the ankle and the calves that he's dealt with over the past few years, and his importance in front of a young quarterback, I think, is a huge thing that you guys just have to manage to keep him available.
Not only from an execution standpoint at the position, but his leadership, as I've mentioned in the past, he's really stepped it up in that area. And for Christian and the rest of our offense to have John Sullivan on the field, it's important to us. He's done a good job in his role as our center, but he has some intangibles that we need as well on that offensive line. His experience, and the fact he's been in so many big games, it means a lot to Christian, but other guys on our offensive line.
Sorry if you talked about this yesterday, but what kind of impact do you think Antoine's words made when he kind of brought everyone together, and just the kind of impact that can make going forward here?
I think it's good. As I mentioned yesterday, when one of the veteran guys, stands up and says something to the team and encourages the team. Michael Jenkins did it a few days ago. Brian Robinson has done it with our team. We've got some solid guys on the team who have been through some battles in the NFL. So whenever one of those guys stands up before the team and has something to say, everybody listens and they pay attention. So I think it's good when that happens, when guys do it. So, all right, thank you guys.
Thanks.